I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you also on the Odyssey app is Sam and Greg. He's laughing already. I hadn't even got to the punchline. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock straight up. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And everybody out in Locust Grove, too.
All right, everybody's in Locust Grove. Love the folks out in Locust Grove, man.
Yeah, you want to go down there? Morning to them folks in Locust Grove. I haven't been there lately, but, you know, reaching out to them. What's the punchline, man? Why are you laughing? Doing my rejoin. What's so comical?
I'm watching the Open there at the St. George's in Kent.
Gouchoir.
Cigarettes.
Gouchoir.
And they just spent about a minute of airtime showing a rabbit that apparently this guy's been underground for a week and didn't know all these folks were around, man. And he pops up and sees all these folks, and he is just scurrying. He's just running all over the place. On the course, on the green, near the sand, near the bunkers. He runs out to, and he sees a bunch of people over there. He turns back and goes the other way. They had an overhead camera man who's being paid a handsome penny, I'm sure, to be over there working this event, follow a rabbit. And man, he was referred to as a hare.
Yeah,
he wasn't referred to as a rabbit. He's a hare.
What's up, Frank?
It's been an hour. It's been not an hour, but it's been a minute, man, just follow this thing, scurry it back and forth across the golf course.
When I think of a rabbit, and especially over there, two things pop to mind. One is, of course, obviously Bugs Bunny, and how mad I am at Warner Brothers for faking us all out all those years because, you know, Mel Blanc, who passed away years ago, but the anniversary of his passing was last week. We mentioned him on the show. I grew up waiting and trying my entire time I was in my single digits, trying to eat a carrot, making it sound as juicy as when Bugs Bunny started eating it in the cartoons. And it never did. And then later on in life, I found out that Mel Blanc was eating apples when he was voicing Bugs Bunny. That's why it sounded a whole lot juicier than a regular carrot.
Yeah.
Okay, that was one. Right. And then the other one is, and I mentioned this to you on the show too, you want to see one of the coolest things in the world is the camera mounted on some of the drivers or riders for the Isle of Man race. The Isle of Man over there in Scotland, or it's over there in England, all right? And they've had this motorcycle race for decades. And people, there have been fatalities, and they keep having it. And because the race weaves through the streets of the Isle of Man, and most of the crashes happen when a rabbit comes out into the road, and these motorcycle riders have to avoid it. But, you know, we've seen things like this, similar to this, in the last few years. But if you ever go, just YouTube footage of the Isle of Man race, and these people are going through these country past these country homes, and it's an idyllic looking place. But like I said, this is an event that's had fatalities, and yet they look forward to next year. And the amount of people who participate in this thing, this is one of the biggest cycle races on the planet, and it all gets disrupted by rabbits. at times.
Do you have to sign up for this torture, yeah, or you just show up and
No. You got to sign. This is like any other event. You got to sign up, and it's a big event. I don't know if it's a weekend or a week or whatever, but it's a big, and they have different parts of it too, like the Peachtree Road Race, where they have, you know, the real runners, and then they have just us folks, regular folks. They start at another time. They have these guys who ride. I think they have some parts that are done individually. They let you go. Obviously, you're not going all at the same time because, of course, over there, somebody be holding out a sign. Next thing you know, you got a big crash. So they go individually. But they got them in
those. That dude got arrested, by the way.
That was a woman, I believe.
Whoever it was got arrested for that.
Yeah, holding that sign out there. But it is one of the craziest things. YouTube, the Isle of Man race, the history of it. I mean, this is going back to the 50s, maybe even the 40s. Probably not the 40s, but late 40s. But that far back. And it is not out of the realm of possibility that somebody dies every time they have this. I'm not saying every race there's somebody, but there have been multiple fatalities.
You realize when they have it, there's a chance that may actually,
absolutely,
actually happen.
Absolutely. Okay. People are on their houses watching this. It's a crazy event. I never heard of it. I think the first time I had heard of it, I saw they did a thing of it on Real Sports. But it's crazy. You took me down this rabbit hole exactly the way you wanted to, starting off talking about a rabbit. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
Hole, talking about a rabbit. notice how you work that.
Oh, I'm a regular linguistic. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was supposed to start this off with a question about the Open, sir, and you pulled me off that.
Okay.
So here's my question to you as we, throughout the day, we're going to ask you questions. That's going to be the thing now. Throughout this show, I'm going to ask you questions about the Open. So I start with this. Who has the most appearances, if you had to guess? And by the way, I'm not going to give you a question that has some obscure name. All right, you know these names. All right, the people who I'm asking about. Who has the most appearances at the Open? Or for those of you, the British Open. If you had to take a quick guess.
I say Palmer. Arnold Palmer.
No.
Okay.
No. It's Gary Player. Is he made a fact?
Okay.
I always have a hard time doing that South African accent. Yeah, 46 times. 46
Four
times.
Four left. I'm watching DeChambeau, and he just hit his tee shot, and he's already saying four left. Watch out.
Yeah.
Somebody way down there.
I'm off that dude's bandwagon.
So Gary Player.
Gary Player is the person with the most appearances at the Open. Again, throughout the show, insignificant Open facts. Going to be providing them to you. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw, 7 o'clock on a Saturday, and obviously a Sunday morning. We'll be back tomorrow. Brings us up on what's going on locally. Sometimes there's a lot, sometimes not so much. But we still need to know what's going on, man. So the floor is yours.
It's anticipation. You know, and the thing that builds up to the fall sports going is everybody gets back. The high school teams are back. The basketball teams are back doing what they do for their summer camps. And also officials as well. You know, we talked with Spencer Smith last week about being a football official. There's also a need for basketball officials. And think about how much people who are, you know, sanctioned to officiate basketball get to work. You know, not just the high school games or JV games or youth, but also all of the camps, all of the travel ball that goes on. You know, there's a need for officiating all the time, year-round, actually. So, I mean, we'll try to get someone on with us to talk about basketball officiating, too, because I'm sure there's a great need for people who will go out and call those games. Young folk need the folk in the zebra shirts. You got to have them. But meanwhile, media days are coming up for colleges. First of all, SEC media days are back next week, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that a lot here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game next week as we kind of get back to normal over in Birmingham and get the players. I understand they got some new rules set up. You can't go everywhere. You're not going to let fans in there. The spectators won't be in the middle of the hotel lobby so they can cheer for Nick Saban when he comes through the door. They won't get to do that this time.
He doesn't get rose petals thrown at him like in Coming to America when he gets out the car.
That's That's what they normally do at that place, man. He rolls up there in a motorcade like he's the governor of the state. He is the highest paid employee in the state, so I guess that makes sense. So that's something, but we won't get to see that acted out, at least not for the fans anyway, next week at the SEC Media Days. But just like the colleges have their Media Days, and also Sunbelt Conference having theirs next week as well. That's going to be down in New Orleans as people get set to see the Georgia State Panthers can try to break through and get that first conference championship this year. High schools are doing Media Days as well, and I appreciate this, the fact that you give not only the coaches get a chance to talk, but the players come out and get a chance to work the media. I mean, so many folks are doing stuff on social media, on their own Twitter, their own Instagram, Snapchat, whatever the guys like to use. But to get in and come and really deal with the media and ask them questions and get them to respond at that age, to me, is great to do. And it's great for them to do. So we got Media Days coming up next week. I think we got DeKalb Counties is coming up next week, and Gwinnett Counties is coming up. And then the week after that, we got some other counties like Henry County, folks down in Carrollton are having one. And then we got some that are going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame, like City of Atlanta, Fulton County, and Clayton County. Just a chance, and that's also an experience for those young people to have their Media Day in a place like the College Football Hall of Fame. It's a treat. So that's what's coming up for high schools to get ready for. We're going to get in touch with our buddy John Betnarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. He should have his big preseason edition. It ought to be about ready by now. You know, he ought to have all of his stories and should have taken all his pictures. And, we'll get to him and see how far along he is with that as we're just a few days away from that happening. Also, we hope to catch up with Jeff Fisher from High School Football America. This week he released his 100, High School Football America 100, powered by NFL Play Football. And doesn't have any of our folks in the top 10. That's all I'm going to tell you. And so I want to get him on and say, why don't we have any of our folks from the state of Georgia in top 10? The highest rated team from Georgia he has is like 13th. So we'll see. We'll see. And it's not Grayson. How about that, sports fans?
Wheezy, listen, I'm coming to join you.
It is not Grayson.
It is not Grayson. Okay.
We'll get into that, as well. But so that's coming up, and hopefully talk about that more tomorrow.
Okay. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On the 17th day, you believe it? 17th. This is July 17th.
Yeah, man.
July. The year is just flying by.
It is.
Full of sound effects this morning, since everything's
over.
You're
full of sound effects.
I'm full of a lot of things. That's what it is. That's the problem.
But tell you what, we're going to be – we hope that Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to be full later today with fans going out to see Atlanta United. They're taking on New England Revolution. They are at the top of the conference in the East, top of the standings. A very, very tough assignment for a team that, first of all, is shorthanded due to a lot of players who've been called up to play international competition that are not available and playing on Olympic teams. And so you got a number of your top players not available here. You're having to go with some backups. And now there's an apparent feud between Coach Gabriel Hanze in his first year of the team and the team's superstar, Joseph Martinez, of course, who's playing his way back from the injury from last year. And he has been working out and training separately from the rest of the team.
Yeah, but let me ask you, are you sure you want to use the word feud? Because nobody's really we can speculate it's feud, but everybody's just making it sound like, and they're doing it under the guise of what you just said. He's coming back from COVID. He's training away from the team. This is not something that hasn't happened before. It's not unusual.
He's not back from COVID, from a knee injury.
Well, the knee injury, but it's all of that into a blender, but yeah, we can speculate. I'm just saying, until somebody sees something, you're the journalist. You're the journalist between the two of us. We just got to be careful, say.
I'm going by what our colleague Joe Patrick.
Let's put it on Joe.
Dirty Sock Soccer. Well, no, he's not the only one. Doug Robertson, who joins us,
Robertson too,
from AJC, has also made a note of this. And new coach, Gabriel Hanze, has been careful to say that, he's there and he's separate from the team and it's not health related, and that he will not negotiate or talk about this in the media. So he's not going to get going back and forth in that. So you will know a whole lot today if this team comes out to play. We don't see number 7. I'm curious to see how the crowd reacts to that, because if we come down to who will be loyal to him, who you're loyal to, a coach that's a new coach that's getting us a lot of draws.
Oh, but you know the loyalty's going toward Martinez.
I have not that I've followed extensively the rest of the MLS Cup, MLS teams. How much of this do you have in MLS where a player says, me or the coach, or me and the coach scenario? You get that in other teams. You get that in other sports. You got that happening with the Green Bay Packers now. You get that happening in the NBA practically every month.
No, you're right. And the reason you get it now is because dude got himself a big fat contract in 19. So he feels like the organization has shown that they want me here. They've moved coaches out of here since I've signed a new contract. So I think that's giving him, you know, that's allowing him to bow up a little bit. But we're saying, you mentioned Doug. Doug Roberson from the AJC. Hines says the decision to have Joseph train apart from Atlanta United is his and his alone. Says it has nothing to do with fitness. So it seems like someone did or said something they weren't supposed to, or someone maybe in the process of transfer. I don't know other reasons for this. So again, let's let this unfold and see what happens. The crowd reaction, as you said, is going to be something worthy of watching, but this is the professional sports, man. People get this over the last, and you can decide how long this has been, but we have seen people in sports get their feathers ruffled in ways that in previous years, guys just kind of put up with it and put their head down and worked hard. Not no more. And contract or not, I don't want to be here no more and throwing fits. This is a very interesting time. And as the man said, man, you live in interesting times, and we're definitely there. So, again, there's all these little side stories of things that are happening, and the inmates are trying to run the asylum, and in some cases they are. But we're going to talk more about that. We got some baseball to talk about. What's going on with these Braves and these all-star games and these uniforms and just everything. Let's get caught up from this past week with Corey McCartney. He's joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. I don't even want to talk, man. Ken's killing it this morning with the music. I'm enjoying this immensely, Ken. Doing a good job, yeah, here, buddy.
Yeah. Never going to sleep. Can't go wrong with Brothers Johnson.
No, man. Have you seen Summer of Soul yet, by the way?
Not yet. I got to go see
check
it.
That out. Hey, we got to do your thing again, man, because your connection didn't work. So we got to start over again there. Normally, for those of you, you know, everybody's doing their shows remotely these days, and Sam and I are no different. And so one of the things that helps us out is when we have a guest on, like Corey. We're going to bring him on in just a moment.
Well, what did you do? I just saw you.
I can see me, but I can't see you. Get your finger in front of the thing there. We got to do a connection. Your face is not showing up. Corey's sitting there just shaking his head right now. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And
there you go. That you see,
yeah,
me now?
Yeah, dude, I have to see you. I can't see you. No, you're not. You're not here looking at my phone. I can't see you. And it says poor connection. This video will resume automatically when the connection improves. That's what I'm reading.
I don't know why I'm looking at you plain as day.
I know. I'm smooth. I got fiber optics here. You're breaking your car like Fred Flintstone with your heels and everything over there or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's welcome in our guest. See, I was going to ask you the question, and then I was going to ask Corey, too, because I know he's a Renaissance man. He just doesn't follow baseball. And so I was going to ask you, Corey, first of all, welcome this morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. I'm glad to know that Sam is a tech wizard.
Well, you know, listen, if there's a gremlin somewhere, it always seems to unfairly attack Mr. Crenshaw's system, but we will persevere here. One of the things we've been doing throughout the morning is asking Sam these little facts about the British Open, which is going on presently. And so I was about to ask him this question. There's been one player and one player only who has won this tournament in three different decades. Three different decades, only one person. And again, I'm not asking you some obscure name. Hey, there he is. Atta boy. Yeah, I got him. All right, if you had to guess, Corey, are you a golf fan? You play? You like any parts of golf?
Not particularly, but I'm versed.
Okay, I'll tell you what, then. Let's move on to baseball. I'll ask Sam this question later on. What did you think of the All-Star game?
Overall. The jerseys just made it hard for me to get into it. I just thought they were such a hard, bad left turn that it kind of made it, it killed a lot of the vibe for me. But, I mean, there were some cool moments. I thought Ozzie Albies was fantastic when he was mic'd up. Mm-hmm. I thought Liam Hendricks was fantastic when he was mic'd up, even though he didn't act like he didn't know he was mic'd up. You know, I thought Vlad Guerrero was, that homer was, you know, it was epic. It had its moments, but the jersey thing to me was just hard to get over because to me, kind of the coolness of the All-Star game is the game happens and you see all these guys in their different uniforms mingling with each other. And right. it's just this cool oddity of baseball. We didn't get that because Nike wanted to make some money.
It's true. It's happened. Spend the time on the WayForward.com outline with Corey McCartney this morning. You know, Corey, and Greg and I talked about that. It's the thing that separates the baseball All-Star game from other All-Star games. And maybe they're trying to be more like the NBA, you know, or the NFL, where you have that one jersey that everybody wears and whatnot. I just think the baseball All-Star game should stick with the uniforms. To me, it's just a better look. And, you know, that's just me. But, you know, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to do what the NBA does on Christmas Day, put some jerseys yep. out there and hope people will go online and buy them.
Oh, without question. And look, I'm sure people will. I'm sure someone enjoyed them much more than I did. But we always got them before during the Home Run Derby and all that stuff. They would wear them, just didn't wear them during the game. I guess they don't. I just don't understand why the game now has to be part of that.
Well, they're reaching out to every softball league in the country, Corey. That's what's going on. Because that's what they look like every softball, you know. And I'll tell you what they did do, to your point about wearing the different their home uniforms. Okay, they did do that, and they all had number 44 stitched on them. So for that, I mean, it was either the Home Run Derby or something like that, but you saw him on the field for that or yep. as a pregame something. That was kind of cool. But let's get away. I just want to get your thoughts on the All-Star game. Again, Corey McCartney joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. The Braves made a statement by going out and doing what they did and getting the acquisitions that they did. They're solidifying the catcher position. I think Jock Peterson, to me, he's not one of those names that jumps out at you, but I've been following this dude's career, and he's that stone in your shoe that seems to show up. I remember him doing it with the Dodgers, doing it with the Cubs in big games. When you need that just little nub of a hit to drive in that runner on second base, he's the guy who always seems, in my mind, to come up and provide that. And timely hitting is something that has hurt the Braves in years past in the playoffs. And if he can bring that, I'm cool with that across the board.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I was a guy, I was really high on Jock Peterson before, you know, this season, someone maybe they even should have looked at bringing in. I think he would have made sense for this team, you know, regardless. And I think one of the things with Jock was, you know, for the longest time, you looked at what he did against lefties, right? He was a career, in his career, he had hit 64%, 64 weighted run created plus against lefties. So 36% below league average. He was 125, so 25% above league average against righties. This year, he's dead center in the middle against both because he was playing in those shifts and those platoons in L.A. forever. Now he's getting consistent playing time, and you're seeing what this guy can do. And you got another option year on him, a mutual option of $10 million next year. So this doesn't have to be a rental. I mean, this could be somebody who could be a part of this team next year and provide, you know, that left-handed power.
Corey, thoughts about the fact that, you know, the guys go out last night, they also get a catcher. What do you feel like that does? We're waiting for Travis d'Arnaud to come back. We had a veteran, and we kind of saw – in the last 2 years, what having a veteran backstop could do with Tyler Flowers. I think he made a big difference with those young pitchers. You feel like that's kind of what we're looking for here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you go out and get a guy in Stephen Vogt who, you know, isn't the player that he once was, and he'll, you know, replace Jonathan Lucroy. I mean, it's funny, this is the seventh catcher that they'll have used in this season, but, you know, that he's that, you know, that guy that they'll be able to pair with d'Arnaud when he does come back and kind of take pressure on, because remember he was out for a long time. He was getting a ton of mileage put on him, you know, before the injury. So I think this is a really smart move. It's just a depth move at this point. They still, that big move, that one that kind of puts them over the top, I think is, with as much as you can do that without Ron Acuña Jr. in your lineup, those are still the moves that need to be made, and we'll see if they can get there. Obviously, you know, last night you saw what this team really needs, and they need some bullpen help. But I think these are good moves to start, and I think the Peterson one in particular, I like it a lot because it has legs beyond the 21 season.
Yeah, but you know, Corey, then let me ask you this. What are you willing to give up to get that big one? Because, see, that's the worry. How can you make Braves fans feel like, okay, yes, everything you said is true and they need to get that person, but what are we giving up? Can they just do it with draft picks?
No, I mean, if you want something of value, obviously you're going to have to give up something of value. You can't give up a guy who is underperforming and think that one of the other 29 GMs doesn't realize the guy's underperforming. You're obviously going to have to give up these pieces in the minor league system that you've been enamored with. And I'm not saying Christian Pache, you know, Drew Waters type, but, you know, look, you've got a ton of arms, and people have seen Kyle Muller in action. I mean, that's the kind of arm you may have to end up parting with if you want to get the kind of impact back that I think that this team really needs. So, I mean, look, you need a bat, you need a bullpen guy. I mean, you look at the Rangers, they've got Joey Gallo, they've got Ian Kennedy. I mean, that's something you could, you know, put a package together that would get you something like, I mean, that's, to me, is the level of move you have to make in order to really get back in this thing post Acuña.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Corey McCartney. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at Corey J. McCartney, at Corey J. McCartney. All right, bring us to the team now and some people who are getting healthy and rejoining the team. Tuki Toussaint is back, looking like he may get the start against San Diego. And woo, after seeing what San Diego did last night, what do we expect from Toussaint? I mean, we've seen him up. We've seen him get chances. We know when he's on, he can have great stuff. But can he come back and jump right in and really help this team?
They certainly hope so. I mean, he's been playing really well. I mean, you're looking at the past two rehab starts, and he's 2-0, 1.50 ERA. I mean, a 1.32 batting average against. He's got some electric stuff when he's on. It's just finding that consistency at the major league level. I mean, we've seen him, you know, come in and even relief appearances and be able to really log a lot of innings and be a piece that you hope that, you know, you could see a guy do it long term. He's just, at this point, it's not happened. I mean, that slider's ridiculous. So you hope that that's what you're going to get out of him, and they certainly need him to. I mean, it's pretty wild to think how many different players they've already used. He'll be the 50th player they've used already this season, and there's still 70-plus games left this year.
I was just trying to think of the things that, as we heard some of the news coming out of the commissioner's office this past week, I want to get your thoughts on it. And it just made me laugh because one of them that popped into my mind was 10-cent beer night and bat night. Do they still have bat night anywhere? I say that rhetorically because as the news came out that seventh inning doubleheaders are likely going to be dropped, the extra inning rules may be modified, some things that happened during the pandemic may be going away. I knew right from jump Rob Manfred was going to get rid of the seventh inning doubleheaders because he owes Baumgartner, he owes some no-hitters out there. And how do you do that? You guys made the – okay, we've had this argument, and everybody's got worked up into a lather about this. But my point for asking is, which ones are you cool with and which ones would you like to see stay?
I mean – I'm definitely good with the seventh inning doubleheaders being gone. I gotta say, I the guy starting on second and extra innings is kind of growing on me because I didn't think it would, but you know, I don't need to see a 15-16 inning game and then what it does to a team's bullpen. You know, for the I don't need to see it get to the point in that game where a position player comes out, you know, and is out there trying to throw gas and getting embarrassed, and I think I'm surprisingly okay with the guy starting on second. I did not think I was going to be.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, too, because it brings the element of speed back into baseball.
You end up
saving that roster spot for somebody for a pinch runner, which, you know, is a spot that went away. In years past, baseball teams used to keep a pinch runner. They let them all go, and it all became that setup man to the setup man to the setup man to the setup man to the closer. I got what happened You know,
but Sam, let me jump in real quick here. This is all being done because this is a collective bargaining year, right, Corey? This is all going to be talked about in the offseason, and what may or may not happen with this pandemic at the end of this year is also unknown. So this is going to be an interesting upcoming offseason, given where we are health-wise in this country and with the changes he's trying to make.
Oh, without question. And certainly, you know, everything that we saw, you know, in the last couple of years, think about the designated hitter in the National League. I mean, the additional roster spot, everything is coming down to them sitting down, you know, going back and forth. And we know that in having an expanded postseason, remember Rob Manfred negotiated with ESPN to show a round of the postseason that didn't even exist yet before this year that the players didn't sign off on. So, I mean, there was a lot of bad blood, and I think he's going to do whatever he can to kind of ease that. But this is going to be nasty, and you know, it's obviously all coming down to the players trying to get service time years taken away, so guys become free agents earlier, and revenue share, and trying to get away from any thought of a salary cap. I mean, that's what this all boils down to. All the other stuff that we want to talk about. You know, whether there's going to be, you know, how many roster spots are there? You know, or is there a man on second? You know, what's all that is irrelevant to what really this is about. And it's about how much money are the players getting, and how fast can they become free agents?
Wow. Back to money. That's the thing that kept us off the field for most of last year. And it's still out there lurking as we look forward to this baseball season and where things can go as far as benefits players are trying to get. We got Max Fried going to start for the Braves today. Think he's going to give us a good chance for a win today and get back in the win column, Corey?
I mean, you hope that the time off in the All-Star break here was what he needed, because he's been so up and down. I mean, you look at some runs from him, and he's just been, you know, the Fried of old. But it's been a roller coaster ride of a year for him. But certainly, you know, you're two games away from 500 right now, and you know, obviously we know the Padres are looming for the Braves. So this is a big game for them, and we talked before about how key this first couple weeks are going to be, and you've got to get some good momentum going, and they definitely need Fried to get that going for them today against the Rays for sure.
Corey, listen, we got to tell you, you've been a real mensch as far as being a part of our show and providing your time, and we can't thank you enough for getting up and just like I said, being the contributor that you have been, and have it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, partner.
Thank you, guys. You guys are my morning coffee.
All right. Hey, listen, just be happy. I wasn't going to say nothing about that noise going on. Sounds like you're throwing like a you know, your kid's birthday party or something back there. You got flamingos behind you or something. Or you're doing it from
I'm at the beach.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, man, let me let you get back to it and get you your second cup of coffee, if you will.
There you go.
And thank you again. Corey McCartney joining Sam and Greg. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're going to talk NFL next. Man, we got to get these guys to camp. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also, the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also with us on the Odyssey app, it's Sam and Greg. Got us from 6 until 10 today on a special Saturday. Is it still special if we've been doing it for like the last off and on month or so?
I think so.
Okay. All right. It's a special Saturday edition in for Thomas Mott. He'll be back next week. We'll be back tomorrow morning in our usual spot from 6 a.m. until 10. Mr. Crenshaw, before we get into the football, I have that question for you, but of course you had time to look it up. So I'm going to ask you just to give me the answer, but I've got another one ready to go. Because I asked it to Corey last segment, and he's not a golf aficionado like yourself, as we sit and talk about the Open over in Royal St. George. So, are you ready for the question?
I doubt it, but it's coming anyway, so go ahead.
There's only been one golfer. I'm done with that accent. Golfer to win the British Open in three different decades. One golfer to win the British Open, the Open, in three different decades. And again, I promise you in the beginning, these are not crazy obscure names. These are names that you know. Three different decades. One golfer.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody who in that time who's won it that many times, and I don't think Watson has won it a bunch, but I don't think it's in three different decades. Was it the guy we mentioned earlier? Was it Player?
There you go. See, kind of a trick question. Very good. Gary Player's the only one.
When I think about a guy like Gary Player, I think about his longevity. I think about his health, the way he's been, you know, so fit and compete. That's why that name would come to me.
59, 68, and 74. Those were the years.
Yeah.
He won the Open. Anyway, NFL has taken front page a couple times this past week, and one still making you shake your head, and the other one for all the wrong reasons as far as Richard Sherman. But the overall is crazy. These guys, this is normally when we really get worked up about talking about the things we're hearing coming from training camps, and you got this situation or situations going on in the league. And, you know, I mean, listen, no news is good news coming out of the Falcons, and we're good with that, and it's still kind of a wait and see.
Well, we had our share last week.
Yeah.
And we had at least the one sentence statement. We you know, and had to instantly release a player last week. So
did it at midnight, too. What was it, at midnight or something like that? Like
12:01 or something, that email went out.
But do you have any care about what's going on up in Green Bay? And would we be talking about, well, we know we wouldn't be talking about it if it were not the reigning MVP of the league. But this reigning MVP couldn't be more, you know, of a prickly personality, which we know, but he's still the reigning MVP. Do you care one way or the other how this plays out?
I think eventually he shows up. You know, I mean, I think he does. But he's just enjoying it. I think he's totally enjoying it. He's enjoying the fact that a whole lot of people are doing a lot of talking and speculating. He says little. I mean, last week he had a lot of media ops. He's playing the match, and then he goes out and plays the Tahoe. So there's cameras on him, people asking him questions all week. He totally loved it. I think he thoroughly enjoyed himself with that, considering that all summer long, the last few months, people have talked about it with him saying little or nothing. So I think he's enjoying it. He's pushing some buttons, but I think when it's time to show up and play, I think he shows up and plays. That's just me. And he's doing it simply because he can.
Well,
don't
see,
try
that's
this
the
at home. Don't you try this? But
Here's the thing. All right. So we've been watching some of the top players get out of their contracts, bust their way out of their particular city into another situation in various sports. But not so much for all of them. Okay, so we get back to football, and now everything is supposed to be rosy and bright in Seattle, but we saw this earlier in the, you know, in the year where Russell Wilson allegedly was trying to talk his way out of Seattle. Didn't work. Okay, and I have no idea. I have no idea, nor do I want to dip my toe into what may or may not happen in Houston, but that was another situation where somebody had had enough. Okay, and yet it didn't seem to play out the way it's playing out in Green Bay. Is it just because of the alphabets that he's got next to his name as far as MVP? Because Russell Wilson may not have those, but he's a great player in this league, and he couldn't do it. And on top of everything else, there's not one dude. You don't go knocking. There's no Jerry Jones at the end of the hallway in Green Bay. You gotta go knocking through the community basically and say, "Can I leave?" But in all seriousness, though, they have basically said, we don't care. As an organization, we don't care what Aaron Rodgers wants. That dude's under contract. He's playing. And for everything that I have heard from former players, the last thing you want is a disgruntled player in that locker room. You can't win. Especially at that position. If he don't want to be there, they don't want him there because there's no upside to that.
You don't want that at any level in any team right now. Gone are the days when you sign this contract, we're going to make you honor this contract. And even to the point, even at lower levels, even at the collegiate level, you know, what you think the transfer portal is all about? You don't want somebody that's unhappy because they're not playing in your locker room. Here you go, man. We got to wait for you to go out there. And if somebody's willing to pull you from the other side, go to the other side. I just, you know, feel like with this situation, he's doing it because he knows that he can. And I feel like once he gets there, he'll be a good teammate. And I think that's what the guys in the locker room know. You know, he hasn't lost the locker room. And I think that's the important thing when you talk about Aaron Rodgers. The guys in the locker room still believe in him. And they're still ready to go and fight with him. So that's ready to go and fight without him. Obviously, they'd rather be with him. But, right. You know, I think the guys in the locker room are ready to go and fight with him.
Does anybody pick up Richard Sherman?
Wow, and that's the thing. And he's a free agent. He's looking for a gig, and this doesn't help.
Nope.
You know, it obviously does not help.
It doesn't help on two levels. And this is as funny as this may sound on the surface. It's maybe kind of relevant, or it has a two pronged sort of approach to your response. But this, we call him a future Hall of Famer.
I would think
Richard
so.
Sherman, okay. Cornerback, defensive player, couldn't knock in a door. You see what I'm saying? And I mean, he hit that door like he would hit anything in training camp repeatedly.
You can kick in all doors. That's a good
door. You can break in most doors, man. You can kick it. You can knock it. I bet a football player could knock in your front door.
You got a strong enough door. Now that's, you know.
Yeah.
You got your two locks and your third lock and your fourth lock on it. Yeah, that door ain't going up.
Okay, if you got all of those, you know, not everybody's got them New York apartment locks all over the place. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Come in the house, click, click, click.
And I'm not going to ask you if somebody could knock in your door. But my point is, with the way he hit those doors repeatedly, and that being Richard Sherman, and of course, you're drunk as can be, as he said, so you're not feeling nothing, and he could knock that in. Are you kidding me? Them boys are going to rib him forever that he couldn't knock down a front door. Now, mind you, I'm not going to, again, most doors that could probably happen to if you're him and you're doing that. But it was just kind of, like I said, that was the one thing I took away from it. And most people did. And the people who made the doors got some free pub this past week and say, "Hey, we want your doors." That's what was coming out. That's what a lot of tweets were. They say, "Well, hey, what kind of door is that? I want that NFL approved." So I just wonder, though, after all of this silliness, is he going to be picked up? Would you want him? Would you want to get the news that the Falcons picked up Richard Sherman? Forget about this situation. Wow. That's going to play out. That's personal. But him as a player right now, given the miles on him.
Yeah. And when consider if he does the things he says he's going to do. He says he's got something he got to get some help with. If he goes and he gets his help, you know, hey, man, because I was talking to somebody this week. The world kind of needs a little couch time after where we've been the last 15 months, you know, and that's part of what we see acting out in our streets and people acting out at games. And it's we all kind of need it because we've been
on airplanes,
The way we've been forced to live in a way that we're not accustomed to living with, you know, and so I think everybody got a little something happening, whether they admit it or not, or whether they realize it or not. But that's a different story. As far as being able to come into a football team, especially in a team like ours that's in a, you know, in a transition, my goodness, you know, you want to, if he gets the kind of help you want, you feel like he can come in and be a good teammate and be someone that these young players we have come in can learn from. To me, that would you know, be cool. How much he would be able to give you and really be that guy from old, from the Legion of Boom, Doom. I don't know if he could be that guy again, but just the experience of what he could bring to your team. And I think that's what he's looking for and hoping for as far as being a free agent. Talking about that, next week players do head back to camp. And on the 31st, July 31st, Falcons have the welcome back Saturday. And the fans are able to go on July 31st. August 1st, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th to Flowery Branch. There is no autograph sessions. You can go and you can watch, but the players can't come to you. You can't go to the players like you would normally do at the end of the practice sessions, but they are allowing fans to come back to Flowery Branch to watch practice. And on the 7th, Saturday, August 7th, big day at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Fans can go there and watch the friend practices, the Dirty Birds open practice. Cost you, I think, $5. Cost you $5 to go in. The proceeds are going to go to Emory Healthcare Research and Discovery Programs. And you're going to get to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see the Falcons work out there. Training camp is just around the corner, folks. And unlike last year, you will be able to go and experience training camp with the players. Just can't get the autographs and post for the pictures with them like you used to, but you can go and see it.
Great information, man. We are going to come up at 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking tennis with friend of the show, Eddie Gonzalez, Truist Atlanta Open. He's the man, executive director or whatever his title is there, but he's the guy who brings top-level tennis to the city of Atlanta. We're going to be talking to Eddie coming up at 8 o'clock hour. Also going to talk to Terrell Thomas so we get ready for Game 5 tonight. And what is Chris Paul going to look like? Well, we don't really know. We're going to wait and see. But again, what we have watched so far and his decline during these finals. Up next, though, Olympics right around the corner, but not for everybody. And we'll also be talking about that basketball team, Team USA, too. That's all coming up at Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.